Crude oil is crude. Natural gas is pure. That's why Pennzoil's base oil is made from natural gas, not crude. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. We're in Miami for Super Bowl week. Tony, you look very professional for being poolside at a bar.
Tony Kornheiser, business up top, Speedo down low.
Yeah, well, not during this show. We're not getting to the Speedo on camera.
So yesterday, we were like at the children's table.
Yeah.
Because we were so far down. Now I'm sitting on four cushions.
We grew overnight.
I don't know if this is going to work.
We grew.
I'm falling off most of these cushions. Welcome to PTI amid the tank tops. In today's episode, Deion Sanders has a problem with the Hall of Fame. The Bucks owner makes a big boast to Michael Jordan. And Coach K screams at his own fans. But we begin today with reports out of New Orleans by The Athletic and Pro Football Talk that Drew Brees is seriously considering retirement. Pro Football Talk says further that the Saints would like to have Brees back, but in a transitional role, leading to Taysom Hill taking over as quarterback. Brees completed 74% of his passes this season. He had 27 touchdowns and 4 interceptions in 11 games. Well, but if this is true, it is a bombshell, isn't it?
Yes. Key phrase, if this is true. Down here, one of the great things about being at Super Bowl week is you run into the greatest of the great. And that happened to me this morning, the great Terry Bradshaw. And I said, Terry, said, what are you guys leading with today? And I said, we're going to lead with Drew Brees' retirement. And Terry said, it's early. You drinking already? He said, no, you don't. When you play this well as Drew Brees and you look this good and you're this comfortable and an offense is made for you, a team built around you, you're not going anywhere. This would be the all-time bombshell. And I immediately felt like Terry did. Look, I understand you get to be this age. You consider everything. Your options you got everything. No, I don't believe it.
So I heard this story, and I thought to myself, they want Drew Brees to make room from Taysom Hill? Like, Drew Brees is the most accurate passer in the history of the entire NFL. And he's going to transition
trying to, nudge
to
him,
Taysom
do you?
Hill? And I'm going, what? And what bothers me about the story is this. Sean Payton is so good with Drew Brees that if Sean Payton is leaking this story,
then
you have to take it seriously.
But I thought the genesis of this is what Drew Brees is considering. I thought that was it.
I don't know.
Drew Brees is considering this, we think about it one way.
That's right.
If the Saints are talking about giving him a little shovey,
yes,
that would be stupid.
Can I give you another wrinkle? Because I know Drew Brees always says he's a Saint. Loves New Orleans, he's a Saint.
That. Saints ain't got anywhere.
What if Tom Brady left New England? And Drew Brees was on his own. Could you see him in New England? Do you know he's the
Drew Brees?
Mike, he's the all-time NFL leader.
I know.
In completion
yardage. So why would anybody not want him? This is a league.
I don't know.
Where quarterback's the most important position in North American
sports. Makes no
sports,
sense to me.
And there's like 15 of them max anybody wants.
Makes no
sense. And he's in the top 03.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, he's a
You know what? Sometimes you got to say when you're old like us and cynical and been in the news and sports business, I don't believe it.
Go ahead.
This next story will not pertain to Drew Brees, but Deion Sanders gave one of his all-time hot take rants to Dan Patrick yesterday. And suffice it to say, Deion's definition of greatness is something that you have to hear. Quote, once upon a time, a Hall of Famer was a player who changed the darn game, who made you want to reach into your pocket and pay your admission to see that guy play. That's not a Hall of Famer anymore. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry, you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer. They let everybody in this thing. It's not exclusive anymore, and I don't like it, close quote. Wow. Tony, you with Deion, or has he perhaps gone too far?
Love the story, love Deion. This is what Deion is saying. There's me, there's Lawrence Taylor, there's Emmett, there's Montana, and the rest of you people, what are you doing here? Get off my lawn. I've got to tell you, Mike, when they announced this most recent class of 300 people, it seemed, I looked at half of them and I said, really? Hall of Fame?
Oh,
really?
I'm not going there.
I did.
I'm not
going
to say people like Ant Sprinkle, who might have got it forgotten at one point in his career, who
Deion
was thought to be a truly great player. No, I don't think Deion's saying that about this class. I think Deion's just looking around and thinking maybe this whole thing has 15% of guys who perhaps shouldn't be in. Listen, It's a great rant. I love the discussion. The more I thought about it all day and the more I've been running into players that I have thought were great players, and I sat in that room, that election room, for 10 years.
Yeah.
I think he might have gone just a little too far, but the essence of what Deion is saying, as we always say in the room, it's not the hall of very good. It's the hall
this
of
is
fame.
Point.
It's
this
the
is
hall
the
of
point.
Great.
I can go through every hall of fame, and I can give you guys that don't belong there, because it's not the hall of the very good.
Right.
And Dan Patrick went specifically to Eli Manning, who, because of longevity and two Super Bowls, we both think
right
he's going to get in.
Yeah.
And this is the quote from Deion. You get the point. You get the point. And he also says there doesn't have to be a quota. Like, they've allowed
right.
six people in for, like, the last 15 years, year after year after year.
Sometimes
I think
you should have eight or nine.
I think he's on to something.
Maybe five.
I think he's on to something.
Maybe.
Mark Lazar, the owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, has set this goal: to win more games in one season than any team ever, and to win this season's championship. Lazar said, quote, when I was in Paris, I was talking to Michael about this,
great
and I said,
starter.
I think we got a real shot at doing what you guys did. Win 70-plus games. It's a really unique team. And Michael said, my advice to you is don't focus on beating our record. Focus on winning a championship. And I said, wow, that's great. Thank you for that. Just so you know, we're going to focus on beating your record and winning a championship. I think we should do everything, but that's me, unquote. Robin, do you like Lazary's confidence?
I like Lazary's team. I like what he's doing in Milwaukee, downtown Milwaukee, renovating it and making it a special place. I like what he's building, the arena, the culture change around there. I like going there and seeing, you know, Oscar Robertson at courtside for some games. It's fabulous. Don't ever.
Yeah.
Don't ever say you're coming after a record that's been done once in the history of the league. The Golden State Warriors didn't accept, oh, wait, they slipped on a banana peel in the NBA Finals, and they didn't finish it off. Michael Jordan knows what he's talking about. He knows how hard it was. The Bulls tried to do it again just to get the 70, and they couldn't. So
can I ask you a couple of questions? This team that he loves so much, it's a good team right now. They haven't been to the conference finals. They haven't been to the NBA Finals. They haven't done that. Can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
Who is this guy? I understand he went to Paris and he talked to Michael Jordan, but I mean, you know what he said? He laughed, but he said it. He meant it. He wanted to go 80. He wanted to go 80-2. Let me tell you something, Mike. If he played the Knicks 82 times, he wouldn't win 80.
Look, we talk every week about some new billionaire owner who thinks he's a genius at all things. We just talked about this with a football owner last week. I don't even know what club it was, because it doesn't make any difference. There's a billionaire popping up every minute and a half who thinks he's got the brightest ideas
right.
in sports.
So he wanted to, look,
and he doesn't.
He made the conference finals last year, and he did not get
it. By the way, it looks like this guy is doing special things in Milwaukee. I don't want to diminish what he's doing in Milwaukee, but just, you know what? Get to the finals.
Let me tell you
where
this.
He's unlikely
you
to
better do
in
it
the
soon.
Final. By the way,
can I finish
get
one
there.
Thought?
I thought
okay.
you finished
no.
yourself. No.
You better do it soon, because what if Antetokounmpo turns
he
around and he says,
thought.
I want to play in New York. I want to play in L.A. I want to play in Dallas.
How many
young,
win
young
then?
Euros
How many are going to win then after that, the next year?
Let's move on. We're done with this guy.
You're more annoyed than me.
I'm annoyed at you, too.
Why well, shouldn't be annoyed at me? It's been a while since we talked about the Cameron crazies down at Duke, but they annoyed their own iconic coach, Mike Krzyzewski, last night, and he wasn't having it. Coach K took exception to what he thought in the moment was an objectionable chant from the crazies directed at Pitt coach Jeff Capel. One of his players, a former Dukie, the chant only consisted of Jeff Capel, sit with us, sit with us. But Coach K shouted at them, shut up, he's one of us. And then later, Coach K said he made a mistake. Told the Cameron crazies do anything wrong.
No, they were saying to Jeff Capel, you're us. What are you doing at Pittsburgh? You're us. Come sit with us. No, Mike got unhinged. He actually got unhinged. He went over yelling and screaming at people whose parents pay $60,000 a year to send him there, and they don't even...
82,000.
They don't even sleep in a dorm. They sleep in a tent in order to get tickets. Mike, the Cameron crazies have been, over the years, tremendously creative. They are that home court advantage. I know Mike apologized, but he got this one wrong. He got it wrong.
This didn't have anything to do with any of the stuff you're talking about. This has been one of the most emotional weeks in the lives of anyone who was close to Kobe Bryant. And Mike Krzyzewski has been close. It's not a coach-player relationship. It is much more intimate than that. And Nerves are frayed. Emotions are raw. Mike Krzyzewski is dealing with something that is one of the difficult, made for one of the difficult weeks in his life. He talked about it. He talked about how hard this was. And so anything that happened last night with Mike Krzyzewski or anybody else who's been as close to Kobe Bryant as Mike, it's a pass. It doesn't matter. Mike didn't even hear them. His mind, understandably, was largely somewhere else, Tony. It doesn't matter what he said, and he apologized. He didn't even hear him.
That's right. He didn't hear
him.
You can give him a pass. I'll let you do that.
A total pass.
I'll just say this. When you go over and you say you should chant defense, any bunch of dopes can chant defense.
Doesn't matter.
The Cameron crazies themselves are that home court.
The examination of this as something that deals with the chant or the kids or the what, it is not on the table. This is about a man having an unbelievably emotional time, and his nerves are frayed, and it's understandable to me.
Let us take a break. Coming up, could it actually be a good thing for the Niners if they can't run on the Chiefs?
And if the Chiefs fall way behind again, can they come back against this Niners defense?
I think they can come back on anybody. They got that kid.
I don't know. Great
defense.
They got
that kid.
I don't know. No. Wouldn't have come back in the 85 Bears, I can tell you that.
With this kid, they would have. We're in Miami for the Super Bowl, so we should probably talk about it. Let us welcome in our good friend ESPN NFL analyst, Louis Riddick, who even looks better than you, which is a
stunner. Looks better than everybody. Come on now.
Hit me. I like this, though. I like that.
Thank you.
Looks better than everybody. It's a small crowd. It's me and it's you. Let's start with this. You want the Chiefs to shut down the Niners' running game and force Jimmy Garoppolo to throw, which he's done about four times in the last 6 years.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you why. A couple years ago, when they traded for Jimmy Garoppolo, one of the first things I said was, Jimmy's going to go down as being the best acquisition they have made via trade in franchise history. And people are like, what? Why would you say something that strong? Because, look, I know how he was taught in New England. I have heard a lot about what kind of kid this guy is. And if you look at his record since he's been there, he's been stellar. He's been pristine. If you look at his stats this year, he's the only quarterback in the NFL, the only one that is top five in completion percentage, yards per attempt, and touchdown passes. The only quarterback in the NFL. So I think people are discounting the fact that this is a good player, because there are like maybe four or five other touch points that people want to talk about with San Francisco before you even talk about their quarterback. And so with him, I just say that for my own selfish purposes, I want Kansas City to shut down their run game. I want it to become a scoring fest. I want him to duel with Pat Mahomes so people can give him the respect I believe the kid deserves.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you like the Chiefs' chances of shutting down the Niners' run game?
As a matter of fact, Mike, I do. And I think the Chiefs are sneaky, quiet, confident about their ability to match up with San Francisco's offensive line, especially considering in the AFC Championship they went against Tennessee's offensive line that many people consider the best in the NFL. By far, they beat you up in Tennessee. Now, I think really the difference is Mostert is a much different runner, obviously, than Derrick Henry. Mostert's a slasher. He's a Mike Shanahan like prototype. This is a guy who will cut you like a razor blade and be gone. Derrick Henry's like a diesel, right? So it's a much different style. But they think they have some people like Chris Jones, like Tyrann Mathieu, who are going to play big roles and give them a shot to have Patrick get some more possessions than typically maybe he would against a team that runs the ball.
So let me go to the other side here. The Niners have been able to get to people with just four.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they could get to Mahomes, it doesn't mean they can get to Mahomes. But do you see them being able to do that to Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, you know, I think they're going to have to, because they're not really a blitzing team. They don't want to put their guys in single coverage over and over and over again. Here's the key to getting to a quarterback with just four. If you just can't whip, you're not going to whip everybody one-on-one every play. What happens is the front and the back end work together. If you watch a lot of their sacks, the reason why those guys get there is because the secondary makes the quarterback hold it. Just an extra hitch, an extra tick, because those guys are smart back there. So if they can cover and make Pat, if you see Pat just hold it, one extra tick, that's when they get there. That's when Bosa and Armstead and Buckner and those guys, they can wreck you. So I think they can do it, but the secondary has to help them out.
I want to follow up on Mahomes for a second. The Chiefs get all the credit, and they, I guess they deserve it, for trading up to number 10 to get Mahomes. kills a Chicagoan like
oh,
me.
Oh, are we There's going to Trubisky again?
No, we're not going to go to Trubisky.
Thank
but,
you.
But do you think as the Chiefs were trading up, Lewis, they had any idea of really what they were getting?
I mean, to this degree, probably nobody did. But I will say this. Their current general manager, Brett Veach, wasn't the general manager at the time. But he was the guy who went into Texas Tech, who came back telling John Dorsey, telling Andy Reid, you have to go see Pat Mahomes. You must. He totally put all of his chips in on him. And from the very get-go, when they traded up to get him, the first time he stepped on the field there, I talked to Brett. I've known him a long time, worked with him in Philadelphia. He said, Lewis, I'm just telling you right now, this kid is doing stuff in practice that is making us all sit there and go, what are we looking at here? And early in his career, I mean, there was some thought in their head that should we put him in there now? When Alex Smith was having one of the greatest seasons he's had, well, actually his best season as a pro, they were already thinking, we know what we've got. They couldn't wait to get him on the football field. They didn't know it would be like it was in 2018, but they had an idea.
Real quickly to follow, was Andy Reid tough to convince at all?
No.
Or was he just the last box to check?
No. Andy, I'll tell you this, Andy and Brett have a tremendous relationship. Look, Brett is one of the reasons why in Philadelphia they drafted LeSean McCoy. He stood on the table for him, and Andy followed him and believed him. They have a great relationship. It didn't take very much convincing at all. Look, he saw Brett Favre with maybe more upside, which is hard to believe. I mean, Brett Favre is a Hall of Famer.
The Chiefs have fallen behind almost famously the last two games. If they do it in this one, is the personality of the Super Bowl just so different that it makes it exponentially harder?
It does make it harder. I don't think it's something that they want to make a habit. But you know what? The NFL is about explosive plays and turnovers, right? You can absolutely just be kicking the Chiefs' butt, and all it takes is one throw, and they're back in it. And Pat's that guy who can deliver it. All it takes is one go pattern to Tyreek, one go pattern to Mecole Hardman, one go pattern to Sammy Watkins. Think of that. Those three guys right there, that's a 4x100 relay team. And, you know, you can totally have him boxed in, and he lets one go, and you're back in it. And they can go throw another one, just like they did in the divisional round against the Texans. So they don't want to do that, but they're never out of it, ever.
So I'll get you out of here on this. I'm sitting and I'm listening. I'm trying to scrutinize what you're saying. It sounds to me like you may be leaning to the Chiefs because of Mahomes just having greatness in him.
That's right.
On every play.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to go with it. And, look, I understand. Look, I'm a defensive guy. That's what I played in the league, right? And I've seen what good defenses can do to good offenses. Totally wreck them and shut them down. I've constantly said this about great players, regardless of the sport. When you are in the midst of witnessing transcendent players and performances, just kind of take it in. Pat is that kind of guy. And I believe you're going to really see him globally become a household name after this game. So, I really believe that.
So I say this to Wilbon. I've said it 10 times this year. Without any disrespect to Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, I said, you can have them.
Right.
Give me this kid.
There's no question.
Give me this.
And they are special kids, the other two. But Pat is different, and they have hit the jackpot 1,000 times over in Kansas City.
Lewis, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you, man. Let's take one last break, but still to come, down goes Nadal. What does this mean for Federer and Djokovic?
And Tony's going to analyze Zion's performance last night.
No, I was asleep. You know
well,
that.
You were at a game for a minute.
I was at a game, but it wasn't that game.
Okay.
Oh, Lewis, that's great, because that was my sense that Mahomes is transcendent.
Yeah. Oh, truly. Truly.
Happy time, people. Happy 56th birthday, Andre Reed. The Hall of Fame wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills was in 4 Super Bowls, but never won. Still, he ranks 2nd all-time to Jerry Rice in Super Bowl receptions, 3rd all-time to Rice and Lynn Swann in Super Bowl yards receiving, and that's good company. Both of those other guys, though, won a bunch of Super Bowls.
Tony, I get so much respect. The further we get away from it, for all those Buffalo Bills, the core of that team, Kelly, Thomas, Smith, Reed, Bennett, and the linemen.
4 in a row.
Despite the disappointment, they kept fighting their way back every year. It's so impressive.
Happy anniversary, 49ers. On this day, 25 years ago, you blew out the Chargers 49-26 in the Super Bowl here in Miami. And this is the Steve Young game that we made a mistake on yesterday. Young had 6 touchdown passes. Everyone knows the shot of Gary Plummer lifting the figurative monkey off Steve Young's back. But if that was a real monkey and they needed a ball boy to clean it up, One of the ball boys for the 49ers that day was Kyle Shanahan, son of then offensive coordinator Mike Shanahan.
Isn't it amazing that anybody thought that Steve Young had to have a monkey taken off his back? I know that was the high moment.
It was.
But Steve Young, I'm sorry, he wound up with that gold jacket, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. Happy trails, Rafael Nadal, the number one ranked player in the world, went out today in the Australian Open quarterfinals to Austria's Dominic Thiem, the fifth seed. Nadal has 19 majors, but only one in Melbourne. This leaves Novak Djokovic as the highest remaining seed at two. Djokovic draws Roger Federer tonight at 3:30 in the morning, and Federer admits he's been lucky to get this far. Wilbon, I could get up and watch this, but I don't think it's going to take long for Djokovic to win.
How many years have you been counting out? You've been standing over Roger Federer.
I know.
Counting him out.
He should have lost the other day.
Okay, but he's playing with house money now, isn't he?
No errors today. We go to the big finish. Roger Goodell said it's clear the league is not where it needs to be on the Rooney Rule and needs to change. Your thoughts?
Then change it. Do something about it. Zion had 14-9 in 30 minutes as the Pelicans beat the Cavaliers. You impressed?
14-9 in 30 minutes is not all that much. Am I impressed? Physically, he's the most impressive player I've ever seen.
His numbers are looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, they're fine, but I'm just saying, it's when you look at him, he is the unicorn. He's the unicorn. Chris Bryant lost his grievance and he'll be under contract with the Cubs for two more seasons. Big deal.
You look at it two ways. The Cubs could just keep him at that salary, or he could be more tradable because of club control, the phrase I hate most in all of baseball. Baylor at Iowa State tonight. They're 9-10. You smelling upset?
No, I'm not. Look, I don't think that Baylor is going the distance by any stretch of the imagination.
I'm not sure they can get to tomorrow.
Do you smell upset?
Yeah, I kind of do.
All right, last one. Victor Oladipo of the Napa returns for the Pacers tonight against your Bulls. What do you expect?
You know, I love the Bulls. I love Victor Oladipo. He's one of my favorite people in sports. I just hope he's healthy for the long run this year for the Pacers in the playoffs.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. Chris Dolman, rest in peace.